It's time for the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Brooklyn Pomfret has made it to the final four teams in the state tournament as they look to continue their Cinderella run and bring home a state title. The Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now let's go live to Tory Field down in Manchester with sports director Josh Sanchez. Hello and good afternoon, good late afternoon, as we got start a little bit early here at Manchester Field, as we're here at Tory Field in Manchester, I should say, as we're getting set for the Little League State Championship Tournament right here on WINY. The winner of this game will advance to play Fairfield American tomorrow, so we get set here again. It's Cog and Chog and Brooklyn Pomfret in a rematch of earlier in the week, and again, the winner plays on Saturday. We'll send it over to the voice here at Tory Field, Mr. Paul Rubin.
Good afternoon, and welcome to tonight's Little League Division Connecticut State Championship Losers Bracket Final between the visitors from Cog and Chog and the home team, Brooklyn Pomfret. The winner of tonight's game will advance to tomorrow at 6 p.m. against Fairfield American. And now first, for Cog and Chog Little League. Leading off, and playing shortstop, number one, Connor Willett. Batting second, at second base, number seven, Colin Murphy. Batting third at first base tonight, number 10, Mike Garoppolo. Batting cleanup at third base, number six, Chris Carafino. On the mound tonight for Cog and Chog, and batting fifth, number five, Jeremy Mangiamelli. Batting sixth in center field, number 14, Alex Mock. Batting seventh, behind the plate for Cog and Chog, number 21, Francesco Murata. And batting eighth in right field, number 16, Gage Rovelli. And batting ninth in left field, number four, Edward Fournier. Also for Cog and Chog, number 11, DJ Casey Leonard. Number 2, Kevin Ryan. And number 9, Tyler Gerritsen. Coaching for Cog and Chog, Joe Casarino. Bruce Willett. And the manager, Joe Fournier.
Those are your starting lineups for the visiting Cog and Chog team. And now it's time to check out your home team, Brooklyn Pomfret.
And now for Brooklyn Pomfret. Leading off and playing center field, number 14, Ethan Davis.
Ethan Davis with a big grand slam yesterday night. It was a big game.
Batting second at second base, number seven, Zach Stolarik. Behind the plate for Brooklyn Pomfret, number three, number 10, Alex LeVake. Batting cleanup at first base, number one, Bo Jaworski. Batting fifth at shortstop, number two, Cooper Ames. Batting sixth and on the mound tonight, number four, Isaac DiOrio. Batting seventh in right field, number six, Jack Sharp. Batting eighth in left field, number 19, Chris Jacks. And batting ninth at third base, number 12, Cam Sperduto. Also for Brooklyn Pomfret, number 25, Ian Willanen. Number 18, Huck Flanagan. Number 3, Kellen Horst. And number 8, Gabe Geyer. Coaching tonight for Brooklyn Pomfret, Keith Stolarik, Brian LeVic, and the manager, John DiOrio.
Those are your umpires starting lineups
for the game. At first base, Jeff Spencer. At second base, Manchester's own Jimmy Kenyon. At third base, Mark Duty. And behind the plate, Carl Solway. Tonight's national anthem will be sung by Kaylin Courtney from Summit Studios' production of The Little Mermaid. I now direct your attention to the flag out in right field for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Great job, Kaylin. Thank you very much. And I now ask that the players who are going to be reciting the Little League Pledge approach home plate with President Rich Crail of Manchester Little League.
I trust in God. I love my country. I will respect its laws. I will play fair. I strive to win. I win or lose. I will do my best.
Thank you.
Great job, boys.
Great job to all the boys. And a good luck to both teams tonight. I'd like to mention that tonight's food following the game for both teams, players, coaches, as well as umpires, is going to be catered by Highland Park Market. We also have 50-50 raffle. Tickets will be sold throughout the game at the raffle booth down the left field line.
So those were your starting lineups, and what a game we have as it is time for your Little League State Championship Tournament as the winner advances to play Fairfield American tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, same field, Torrey Field here in Manchester. Interesting to see what's going to happen tonight as the last time these two got together earlier in the week, Cog and Chog was on the winning end, and it was a big win, in fact, 19-2. So we'll see how Brooklyn Pomfret decides to attack this game and how and what adjustments they've made since the last time they played Cog and Chog. Cog and Chog is the away team tonight as Brooklyn Pomfret is the home team. So we'll run through the outfield for you for Brooklyn Pomfret. Over at third base tonight is Camper Dudo. At shortstop, it's Cooper Ames. At second base, it's Zach Stolarik. At first base, Bo Jaworski. From left to right, Chris Jacks, Ethan Davis, and Jack Sharp. Behind the plate, Alex LeVake. And pitching for tonight's game is Isaac DiOrio. So the kids taking some infield here as we look forward to spectacular game. Just what an event, win or lose, for both teams playing in at such a nice field like this, and with the stakes as high as they are, being able to experience a game like this, I'm sure most of these kids will look back and remember at least one moment during the three games here at Tory Field. As I know a few Brooklyn Pomfret players will for sure remember their moments. Isaac Diorio, a big hit last night. A single off the center field wall, which scored two. As they were able to come back from 8-4 down to win 11-9, including Ethan Davis with a monster grand slam shot to deep right field that knocked Berlin out of this tournament. Still standing, though, is Coggenshog, and they're in the way of Brooklyn Pomfret advancing to the championship game. As the kids break, Diorio's on the mound. Levesque trots back to home plate. And a cloud starting to form here at Manchester.
On the mound, number four,
Sun
Isaac
tried to peek through for a little bit, but the clouds are still out.
Number one,
had some showers earlier this morning, but it let up around noontime. Field looks in excellent condition as we get set for the first pitch of this ball game as it's down the middle for a strike. This is Connor Willett wearing number one, playing shortstop today for Coggenshog. He was in the leadoff spot last game as well. Outside corner, that one's for a strike, so quickly Willett down 0-2 in the count. As Diorio quickly gets it back, gets set, and this one's chopped back to Diorio off his glove. Second baseman turns and throws, and they got him out at first. Good play over there at second base by Zach Stolarik. It went off of Diorio's glove. Stolarik chased it down, turned and threw it first.
Number seven.
To get the out.
Colin Murphy.
So now Colin Murphy, as he shows a little bit of a jump in the lineup here. Last time Coggenshog played, Murphy was in the seven hole, but of course he had a grand slam. And had himself a big game, a single and two RBIs, including the grand slam. So he was 3-for-4 with six RBIs in that game. So Murphy definitely enjoying the spot, but he's been moved up to the two hole now, as it's quickly 2-0 on Murphy. As Diorio slides, gets that outside corner. Diorio trying to find his spot. Murphy batting left-handed, of course. Diorio, the righty, gets set and delivers. Outside, this one's a strike. Very generous strike call on the outside corner. If he's going to be giving that call all night, look out. This one's a little high. So now run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Diorio quickly gets the ball, throws. This one's popped. Back out of play by Murphy, able to foul it off. Diorio's got to be careful here. If I'm Diorio, I'm going back outside. He gave it to him last time. He does. This one's a little too far outside as there's a walk. So Colin Murphy is the first base runner of the game. Down the first base he goes, and Mike Garofalo steps in,
number
the first
10,
baseman for Coggenshog.
Garofalo.
This inside corner fastball for a strike on Garofalo. Murphy down first. Outside corner for a strike. Garofalo quickly down 0-2 in the count. As the pitch. Outside corner. Good frame by Levesque, but couldn't get the call. It was just a little outside, so that runs the count to 1-2. We'll see if Diorio and Levesque want to go back to that outside corner. They come inside corners. This one's ripped to left field over the third baseman's head. Quickly thrown back in from left is Chris Jacks, who picks it up and throws it in this Perduto. But now Coggenshog has runners on first and second after the single by Garofalo. Murphy now on second.
Now batting, number six, Chris Carafino.
as DiOrio delivers. He's just a little low. There's a ball as Chris Carafino steps in. He's playing third base wearing number 6. The righty, Carafino. Against the righty, DiOrio. DiOrio takes him off that one. A curveball off speed. Gets Carafino to swing. The count's now 1-1. Coggenshaw again wearing the white pants and white tops. The red lettering and blue trim. And that one's a fastball in there right down the middle. So it counts now 1-2 to Carafino. Umpire's making him swing up there. Now the 1-2 with one out here in the top of the first. DiOrio sets in, delivers. This one's a little low. Outside runs the count to 2-2. And this one's hit to deep left field. Jax is going back. He's at the wall. He's going to watch this one go over as that curveball hung up in the air. And a 3-run home run from Chris Carafino as Coggenshaw quickly jumps out to a 3-0 lead here in the ball game. Good swing by Carafino as looked pretty similar to the last time they played when he hit a 2-run home run. One goes as a 3-run home run.
Number 5, Jeremy Mangiamelli.
So Carafino gets Coggenshaw on the board with that homer. As a ball to start off to Jeremy Mangiamelli. And then DiOrio goes outside. So now Mangiamelli is the opposing pitcher for tonight's game. As this one's ripped to left field. And it goes off of Jax's glove. He's got to quickly get it in. Throws it in the shortstop. Who, Mangiamelli gets the second base. Outfielder came in on that one. And instead of first step back, he first stepped in. And he had to make up room and jumped and could not bring in the catch. 14, so Mangiamelli now at second base. Now Alex Mock steps in. 22 pitches already for DiOrio here in the first. This fastball is a little high. 1-0 is the count. So DiOrio, glove up to the face, slides and delivers. Outside corner for a fastball on Mock. Counts now 1-1. One's outside corner. Count is 2-1. As DiOrio sets and throws, this one's popped up. This one's going to be out of play. So now it's 2-2, still one out. DiOrio comes inside. Looked like Mock might have got hit there. Instead, it's going to be a full count now. It's 3 balls, 2 strikes. One out with a runner at second. And this one's hit to left field. As Jax going to make the catch. Stays in the park. Thrown back in. So 2 outs here is a deep fly by Mack. So now Francesco Morata steps in.
Now batting, number 21, Francesco Morata.
A runner on second, 28 pitches into the first inning here for DiOrio. As DiOrio sets and fires, outside corner for a ball, counts now 1-0. Osorio now comes in. This one's an inside corner fastball, so he started him out outside, works his way on inside. Counts 1-1, 30th pitch on the night for Osorio. Osorio slides. This one's ripped to left. Sperduto goes through his glove. Jax comes in, and he throws in. Sperduto's going to cut it off, so the runner is going to stay at third, and that's a single for Francesco Murata. He's down the first.
Now batting.
And Jamelli at third.
16, Gage Rovelli.
Gage Rovelli steps in now. He's playing right field, wearing number 16, batting eighth in the lineup. Already the eighth hole batter up here for Coggenshaw.
We now have a special pinch runner entering at third base. Number two, Kevin Ryan.
So Kevin Ryan going to pinch run here for Mangimelli. Osorio delivers outside corner for fastball. So Osorio comes back. This one's outside corner for a strike. Counts now 0-2. Generous outside corner as Osorio now comes inside. This one gets fouled off. Osorio looking to get out of this inning. Rough start with a three-run shot. As you saw, Brooklyn Pomfret has no problem putting in runs as they scored 11 last night. And they call inside corner strike three. So 35 pitches later, the first inning is over, but Coggenshaw leads this one 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. Brooklyn Pomfret coming up next on WINY 1350 AM.
It's Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY 1350 AM. The Red Sox finished up a three-game series with the Detroit Tigers, and now they're going back to Cali to take on the Los Angeles Angels. WINY will carry the final game of the four-game series on Sunday with a start time of 3:35. Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY is brought to you by Girardi Insurance Services, Foscat Equipment, the Burns Agency, and Christopher Heights Assisted Living.
Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with more than 2.6 million children and 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 5 to 18. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with disabilities, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at littleleague.org.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM, as already some runs been scored, is the long ball. I don't know what it is about the Torrey Field. Seems like the ball gets out of here in a hurry, though, as a hanging curveball came back to bite Isaac Osorio in that first inning, as Chris Carafino picks up where he left off last time out against Brooklyn Pomfret. Two-run home run last time they were out. This time he does a three-run home run. This was the deep left field as it hugged the pole. Gets over the head of Chris Jackson, over the fence, so it's 3-0 now. Coggenshaw in the lead, as Brooklyn Pomfret will get a chance to bat here. As Ethan Davis steps up, of course, a huge grand slam last night for Brooklyn Pomfret. Will go from left to right around the infield here for Coggenshaw at third base. It is that man, Chris Carafino, at shortstop. It's Connor Willett, second base. Colin Murphy at first base. Mike Garofalo from left to right. Edward Fournier in left from center. Alex Mock in right field is Gage Rovelli. Catching is Francesco Murata. And pitching is Jeremy Mangimelli.
Ethan Davis.
So Mangimelli, the right-hander, stepping in here. Carafino and Garofalo both cannot pitch for Coggenshaw here, so they got to go with the third man, Mangimelli. He comes in and starts Davis off with a strike. Count 0-1 to Davis. Mangiamelli sets and delivers. Runs outside corner for a strike. Generous on the corners, got to get up there and swing. And Mangiamelli goes outside, doesn't get the call that time though. His count's now 1-2. Mangiamelli gonna do from the set. As pitches, and this one's chopped by Davis. As it's gonna roll out of play. It's gonna just roll all along the white line. And out of play, good play by Mangiamelli letting that one go. As it would have been a very difficult play to get to Speedy Davis. He's batting left-handed down at first. So the count remains 1-2. Mangiamelli again from the set. As he delivers, as Davis just slaps that one away. I think the generous outside corner and inside corner is getting these batters up here swinging. Davis didn't want to let that one go and get called for strike three, so reaches out and just gets the bat on it. Count still 1-2. Mangiamelli from the set. Hand on the knee. As Davis. As Davis had to step off, Mangiamelli going over the signs here with his catcher Marotta. Trying to get on the same page here before they deliver. So Marotta gets back in. Davis back in. Hand on the hip. Brings the hands back up to the stomach. Mangiamelli gets sets and throws, waves at it. And they tag out Davis for the first out. So Davis goes down. That's a K for Mangiamelli. So now Zach Stolarik steps in, now second baseman.
Number 7, Zach Stolarik.
So Mangiamelli now, first pitch to Stolarik. It is outside corner for a strike. Count is now 0-1. Mangiamelli. Sets and throws. Stolarik hits it over to first as it goes by Garofalo as a late dive, unable to get the glove on it. And so there's your single. So Stolarik now gets on base. Opposite field single at the end of the bat. Just able to hit that one right down the first base line.
Number 10, Alex LeVay.
And so now Alex LeVay steps in with a runner on first. One out here in the bottom of the first. This one's outside corner. And that was close. And Stolarik got to shake the cobwebs off there. He almost got picked off at first. Comes sleeping. Outside corner for a strike. To LeVake. So the count's now 1-1. Might have had him on the pickoff. Excellent throw by Marotta down the Garofalo. And LeVake held back on the high fastball, so that runs count to 2-1. LeVake, the righty, wearing the orange gloves today as Mangiamelli gets set for Coggenshaw as he delivers. This one hits a third. Carafino to short for one on the first, and they got him. As the inning-ending double play, as it goes 5-4-3 to end your inning. So we'll head to the top of the second. Coggenshaw in the lead, 3-0 on WINY 1350 AM.
Are you ready for a great family outing on Saturday night? The Thompson Recreation Department presents an outdoor movie in the park featuring Finding Nemo. Showtime is 8:15 on Saturday night at Riverside Park on Riverside Drive in North Grosvenordale. Admission and parking are free, so get the family together. Bring a blanket and lawn chairs and get ready for Finding Nemo Saturday night at 8:15 at Riverside Park in North Grosvenordale. Produced by the Thompson Recreation Department.
Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with more than 2.6 million children and 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 5 to 18. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with disabilities, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at littleleague.org.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now, let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
As we're back here at the Torrey Field in Manchester, as Coggenshaw with a big double play at the end of that inning. As there's Alex LeVake stepped in, got an inside fastball, just unable to get his hands around as he flicks it over to third base, where Chris Carafino picked it up, threw it to second base, and that was Colin Murphy, ran over, touched second base, and the quick throw over to first to Mike Ruffalo to end that inning. As now we'll have your 9-1-2 coming up next for Coggenshaw. That's Edward Fournier, Connor Willett, and Colin Murphy set to bat here in this inning.
Leading off for Coggenshaw, number 4, Edward Fournier.
So Edward Fournier steps in, left fielder. He also has orange gloves, batting right-handed. As the Oriole starts him off with a strike on the outside corner. The Oriole really needs a quick inning here. Already at 36 pitches after onto his first batter. He's at 35, excuse me, at the end of one. He counts 1-1 now. As this one's popped up. Long run for the shortstop, and it's going to fall in there as Fournier able to flick that one over the shortstop's head.
Now batting, number 1.
That's Connor in there for a single, Willett. So we go back up to the top of the order as Connor Willett grounded out. Second base, his first time up. Diorio starts Willett off with a strike. Counts 0-1 with Fournier on first. This one's ripped to left field. Going back as it's off the fence. Jack's got to pick it up and get it in. The throw is to third. And the tag. And they did not get the tag. And Sperduto thought he tagged the runner, but instead just missed the runner. So now a double by Willett. So now Willett with a double and Fournier on third. So second and third, and here comes Murphy. Swings outside for a ball. This one's outside on Murphy. So the count's now 2-0. Willett jumped on that one and ripped it to left field. Now Murphy with two runners in scoring position. That's the ball, so the count's now 3-0. So now the count's 3-0. Diorio delivers. That one's a strike, so it counts now 3-1. As they had a meeting at the mound there, as LeVake came out to talk to Diorio. As LeVake gets back behind the plate, Murphy steps in, counts 3-1. Diorio, first base open, delivers. And he got him to go, got him to chase the outside fastball. So that runs the count to now 3-2. And the 3-2 pitch now, Murphy rips it. Good stop by Stolarik. As Stolarik stops it from going out into the outfield. As the second baseman dives and stopped it from center field, but either way, Edward Fournier will score. As that is an RBI. Infield single by Murphy. Now Willett's over at third, Murphy at first. Fournier scores. That brings up Mike Garofalo. As he's coming home, and the wild throw, so that'll score another run from third. As Levesque had a pass ball, Diorio was slow to get back to home to cover. And Levesque threw it way to the right of Diorio, who's the righty, would have had to reach across his body to grab that one. He couldn't, so pass ball scores Willett. It's now 4. It's now 5-0. With Coggenshaw in the lead. And Murphy with the pass ball moved up to second base. It's Diorio, outside corner, gets the call. So one ball, two strikes to Garofalo. Diorio delivers. This one's ripped. It's headed towards the gap. And that one is over the wall for a home run as Mike Garofalo hits a two-run shot. So that's a two-run homer. As Coggenshaw comes out hot so far in these first two innings. The two-run home run scores Murphy from second. And Coggenshaw now leads 7-0. John Diorio meets at the mound here, talking to his players, trying to wrap their heads around what has happened here. Murphy got on with Garofalo in the first inning, and it was a hanging curveball that Carafino deposited out into left field for a three-run jack. And now in the second inning, Edward Fournier gets on with a single. Willett doubles, so it was second and third. Murphy hits a single back up the middle for an RBI. Pass ball scores Willett, and then Garofalo comes up, and rips a two-run home run into the gap between left and center field. So two RBIs for Garofalo, one for Murphy, and three for Carafino, and then the pass ball as we have a 7-0 ball game here in the top of the second.
Carafino
steps back up. Already with a home run on the resume. As he takes a ball. ...51 pitches for Diorio here in the second. This one's low. The count's now 2-0. Diorio, 2-0, gotta come at him with a strike here. As he goes off speed, but can't get the curveball to fall, so now it's 3-0 to Carafino. Diorio delivers. Now is a ball. Inside and low, so a four-pitch walk. So Carafino makes his way on down to first base.
Now batting, number 5, Jeremy Mangiamelli.
So Jeremy Mangiamelli steps in. He had a double his first time up. No out still here in the second with Carafino on first. This one's chopped and it's going to be out of play over to the third base side. Mangiamelli, the opposing pitcher here, getting tons of offense early on in this one. Diorio delivers outside and in the dirt. Run the count to 1-1 on Mangiamelli. Diorio slides and throws. This one's popped up. LeVake's got to make a play on it, and he does. So your first out of the inning is a pop-up as LeVake makes the catch. And we got one out here in the
now
second.
Batting, number 14, Alex Mock.
Now Alex Mock steps in. He flew out to left field his first time up. Garofino's still at first. Diorio throws, and this one slapped to center field. Davis coming in. Dives, can't make the catch. Garofino going to touch second and head to third, and he slides in safe. So good base running all around by Coggenshog. Garofino read that ball was dropping. Davis dove, couldn't make the catch. And Garofino immediately touched second and read right to third. And then advancing on the throw was Mock. So Mock's on second.
Now batting, number 21, Francesco Morata.
So Mock gets a single and then advances to second on the throw. And Garofino's over at third. So second and third. And Francesco Morata is up. He singled his last time up. Runners on second and third with one out. This one's popped up. Headed towards the dugout. Oh, excellent catch by the fan. Look at this guy. Coming out from underneath the tent, making the catch, two hands. An adult not wearing a glove either. I noticed that's at a lot of baseball parks there, major leagues. No glove, two hands, got it. Off-speed pitch there on Morota. Swing and a miss, makes the count now 1-2. Second and third still. 61 pitches here for Diorio. So we're in the second with two out, with one out. This one's ripped down the line. That's a fair ball. So Garofino going to come from third. And headed right behind him is Mock. And into second base is Morota with a double, a two RBI double. As Garofino scores and Mock scores. And it has quickly gotten out of hand here at Dottore Field. Batting, it's 9-0.
Number 16, Gage Rovelli.
Now Gage Rovelli steps in. He struck out looking his last time up. Pass ball. And getting over to third is Morota on the pass ball. A lot of offense here from Coggenshog. Making an adjustment there as the umpire had to look out to center. So one out, one ball. Here's the pitch from Diorio. This one's ripped. Shortstop makes the play. Long throw to first. Not in time as he beats it out. And another run scores. So a 10 spot already for Coggenshog as Rovelli beats out the throw and he's at first.
Now batting, number 4, Edward Fournier.
So I got to cross out the three now, the three column, and make it a two as they have batted around. Coggenshog batted around here in the second. Good throw, and it gets past first base, but good backup there by second. As Fournier. Now looking at 0-2 in the count. And this one's good catch at third. The throw over to first. Not in time. So able to get back. Good rip by Fournier. That's going to go as a line out in the books.
Now batting.
Rovelli still at first.
Connor Willett.
And so now Willett. Go back up to the top of the order. And Willett hits one. This one's going to left field. And over his head as Jax throws this one in. And safe at second. So now Willett with another double. Basically the same spot that he hit it in last time. So Willett gets a double. He's at second base. And Rovelli is now at third.
Now batting, number seven, Colin Murphy.
Now Murphy steps back in. He's got a single and an RBI already in this contest. Outside corner for a strike. Inside corner, pass ball as the runners stay put. So Diorio now with the 1-1 as Murphy pops this one up over to the third base side. It's going to be up in the bushes. Run the count to now 1-2. So 1-2, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the second. Coggenshaw leads 10-0. So Diorio has 71 pitches. Delivers to Murphy. It's outside. Good frame by LeVay. Just can't get the call, so it's now 2-2. As the throw is hit over the third base. Perdido grabs, and the throw to first is in time. And that will end your inning finally. As Coggenshaw has now hung up 10 runs as they lead 10-0, headed to the bottom of the second on WINY 1350 AM.
Foster Old Home Days, Howard Hill Road in Foster, Rhode Island, opens this Friday at 5 p.m. and runs all weekend long. Admission is just $5 for adults. Children under 12 are always free, or get a 3-day pass on Friday for just $10. Your admission includes all kinds of family fun, including live entertainment with the Barley Hoppers on Friday beginning at 6 p.m., the Old Time Fiddlers on Saturday beginning at 12 noon, followed by Super Chief Trio at 7:30 p.m., and on Sunday at Steve Malik at 12:30 p.m. and Ray Cook at 1:30 p.m. And for those of you who love food, Foster Old Home Days offers a delicious chowder and clam cake dinner on Friday, and not one, but two exceptional chicken barbecues on both Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss the feature contests like flower arranging, pie and cookie baking, and more. The kids will just love the games, animal displays, and contests. So make Foster Old Home Days part of your weekend plans and bring the good old days back into your family fun. Foster Old Home Days, where good times are just a short ride away.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Going over my stats here, I got Chris Carafino with 3 RBIs, Mike Garofalo with 2 RBIs, Murphy with 1 RBI, Francesco Morota with 2 RBIs, a pass ball, and Rovelli had an RBI. That's the one I missed. Okay. So Rovelli had an RBI. So let's see. 3, 5, 6, 8, 9. Sounds about right. So 9 RBIs in this one. Carafino leading the way with a 3-run homer. But if you're just tuning in, that second inning was rough as Colin Murphy had an RBI. Garofalo had a home run and 2 RBIs. Francesco Morota had 2 RBIs and Gage Rovelli with an RBI. And then the pass ball scored. So it's now 10-0. And does everyone have to bat in Little League in order for it to be a complete game? Not if it's shortened by a mercy. So if Brooklyn Pomfret doesn't score a run here, we're going home early.
Leading off, number 1, Bo Jaworski.
Brooklyn Pomfret's got to climb themselves out of this hole that they're in. First pitch is outside. This is Bo Jaworski stepping in. It's outside corner for a strike on Jaworski. And here's the pitch from Mangimelli. This one's way outside. Outside corner is generous, but not that generous. So that was about in the middle of the box. So counts now 2-1. Mangimelli looking to deliver here. Side in the dirt to Jaworski, so the count's now 3-1. So Manjmeli, 3-1 count. As the from the set, he delivers, and Jaworski rips this one to left field. One hops the fence right off the Dick's Sporting Goods sign. As Jaworski comes in to second base, and he is safe with a double. So Jaworski now in second base, and now Cooper Ames steps in.
Number two, Cooper Ames.
No outs here in the second. And Manjmeli from the set. This one's fouled off back towards me, so one strike. Manjmeli's pitching from the stretch. I meant to say he was getting set. That's what I was looking for. It's quite a difference in pitch count here as Manjimelli's at 18 pitches while the Oreo on the other side is at 73. Manjimelli delivers inside for a ball. It counts 1-1 to Ames. Manjmeli, long look in, the throw, inside corner, this one bounces down the third base side, and Jaworski's going to just trot over to third. Good heads up base running there. So the count's now 2-1 to Ames, and now Jaworski on the pass ball moves over to third. Manjimelli again, another long look in. Goes outside corner for a strike. So the count's now 2-2 to Ames. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the second as Coggenshaw leads this one 10-0. Brooklyn Pomfrey looking to get some runs back on the board here. Ames swings and foul, tips it into the mitt for a strikeout. The second K of the game for Manjmeli. Now Isaac DiOrio. Isaac DiOrio set to bat here for Brooklyn Pomfret.
Now batting number four, Isaac DiOrio.
DiOrio steps in. Pitch from Manjimelli's down the plate for a strike. Manjimelli now to count 0-1 to DiOrio. Manjimelli delivers outside four balls. The count's now 1-1. So 1-1 with one out. This one's hit towards the first base side and out of play. So that'll run the count to now 1-2. So Isaac steps back in. And he's going to step out. Gets back in, rocks the bat. Manjimelli throws in the dirt. Good stop. That counts now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the second. Bo Jaworski over at third for Brooklyn Pomfret and DiOrio. Foul tips into the mitt, and a good catch by Marotta. as that is strike three. So the Oreo goes down, back-to-back K's for Mangimelli.
Number six, Jack Sharp.
Jack Sharp now up with Jaworski still at third. This one's a fastball to Sharp in there for a strike. Mangimelli pitching a good game here. This one's low and outside. Don't run the count to now 1-1. Mangimelli still pitching from the stretch. The right-hander delivers. This one's low and outside. The fake throw down the third as Jaworski trots back. Counts now 2-1. And a swing and a miss on Sharp. As Sharp was looking for that fastball, he got it. It was just a little outside. Swung through. So now the count is 2-2 with two outs. Mangimelli looking to get out of this inning and strand a runner at third. Mangimelli is outside corner. And it's a ball. So the count's now full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second. Cogginjog in the lead with Jaworski at third for Brooklyn Pomfret. Mangimelli on the mound as he delivers. This one's fouled off to the first base side. That touched someone's hood. As they're going to go get that baseball. The count's still full. Try again. Mangimelli in the stretch. Brings that foot up and delivers. This one's popped up. It's headed to right field. And able to make the catch out in right field. Great catch there by Gage Rovelli. So that'll end your inning. Brooklyn Pomfret strands a runner at third. And we'll head to the top of the third on WINY 1350 AM.
It's Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY 1350 AM. The Red Sox finished up a three-game series with the Detroit Tigers, and now they're going back to Cali to take on the Los Angeles Angels. WINY will carry the final game of the four-game series on Sunday with a start time of 3:35. Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY is brought to you by Girardi Insurance Services, Foscat Equipment, The Burns Agency, and Christopher Heights Assisted Living.
Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with more than 2.6 million children and 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 5 to 18. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with disabilities, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at littleleague.org.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM as we are at Dettore Field out in Manchester. As we get set for the top of the third inning, as Diorio is still out there at first base. There pitching for Brooklyn Pomfret. As big hitter Mike Garofalo is going to start off the third inning here for Cogginjog. Reached base with a single his first time up, and he had a home run his second time up. He's a double and a triple away from the cycle. No offense, big man, but a triple I feel like is going to be very hard to get, especially in this park. But a double, I could see that happening. This one's a strike right down the middle to Garofalo to start him off. Again, we're in the top of the third. Beautiful day for baseball here at the Torrey Field. This one's ripped up the middle, and Mike Garofalo continues to crush the baseball. There's another single, so he's 3-for-3 on the day. Two singles and a homer.
Now batting number six, Chris Carafino.
And mama, here comes that man again as Chris Carafino steps in. He started this whole debacle with a three-run homer to left field in the first inning. Walked his second time up and scored. Now he's up. As again, a new pitcher warming up for Coggenshog. As they'll most likely pull Mangiamelli with the possibility that he could pitch tomorrow. If they win this game, still a lot of time. Brooklyn Pomfrey can come back. Scored 11 runs last night. Just got to stop allowing runs. And this one's ripped in the gap. This go to left field as Jax gets this one, throws it in quick. But Carafino hits a single. So back-to-back singles as
number five,
Garofalo.
Jeremy Mangiamelli
makes his way up to second, and Carafino's at first. Now Jeremy Mangiamelli steps in. He had a double his first time up and then popped out to the catcher his second time up. Diorio started to commit and then just kind of put his hands up and backed off. So Diorio will try that one again. As Mangiamelli, the orange bat, batting right-handed, runners at first and second with no outs. And he rips this one down the line. That's a fair ball. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Carafino going to touch third and head home. They're going to stop Garofalo at third, and a double by Mangiamelli. Give him his first RBI of the day. Garofalo that scored from
now
second.
Batting, number nine, Tyler Gerritsen.
So Garofalo scores from second. Carafino makes his way over to third. And Mangiamelli is at second as he gets his first RBI of the day. Now, first pitch on the way. This is Tyler Gerritsen who's batting for Alex Mock. Gerritsen getting his first look at Diorio today. Diorio delivers. Swings a strike. So Tyler Gerritsen getting into the book here. So he takes a strike and got a ball. Time called. The umpire yelling over at some of the kids that are warming up. Making sure that they're staying over the respected zones. So Gerritsen back at the plate. Count is 1-1 as the sun starts to creep in. Here's a strike on the outside corner. Count's now 1-2. Sun creeping in from right field over the trees. So left field getting hit with some sun here. As Chris Jacks, you barely see the ball. He's got his hands up trying to block the sun. This one came back to me. Startled me a little bit. So the count's 1-2. Gerritsen still battling here. First base is open. Runners on first and second. Second and third. Diorio delivers. Outside fastball. So that outside corner has been generous all afternoon. So Gerritsen goes down looking. It's the second K
now batting,
of the game for Diorio.
Francesco Morata.
So Francesco Morata steps in. Francesco singled his first time up and doubled his second time up with two RBIs. This one's a pass ball, and they're quickly able to get it back in. Morata 2-for-2 on the day, with two RBIs. Got an excellent opportunity to add to that RBI list as he's got two runners on. Diorio delivers. And he lays back an inside fastball. So quickly the count's now 2-0 to Morata. And Diorio. Outside corner first strike, counts now 2-1. 86 pitches for Diorio as he's quickly coming up towards 90. So the 2-1 is ripped, but it's going to be foul to the left of the third base bag. Counts now 2-2 to Murata. So again, score 11-0 Coggenshog here as they've already tacked on a run in the third, as Garofalo is able to score on the RBI double by Jeremy Mangiamelli. This one's outside, fastball from Diorio, run the count full. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Murata. Here's the full count, the pitch on the way. Ripped. It's going to bounce in front of the shortstop. The throw to first is in time, but Carafino comes around to score. So there's your second run of the inning, and an RBI to Murata gives him 3 RBIs on the day. As Coggenshog now leads 12-0. As John Diorio comes out. And they're going to pull the infield in here. As Diorio's looking around to see who's going to be the next pitcher. So Ethan Davis is going to come in and pitch as Diorio is being relieved from his pitching duties. So we have a pitching change here at Manchester Field as Coggenshog leads it 12-0 on WINY 1350 AM.
WINY 1350 AM. The Red Sox finished up a 3-game series with the Detroit Tigers, and now they're going back to Cali to take on the Los Angeles Angels. WINY will carry the final game of the 4-game series on Sunday with a start time of 3:35. Boston Red Sox baseball on WINY is brought to you by Girardi Insurance Services, Foscat Equipment, the Burns Agency, and Christopher Heights Assisted Living. It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now, let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM as Ethan Davis now going to get the ball, the left-hander for Brooklyn Pomfret, as he continues to warm up, and we have a substitution as Gabe Geyer is going to check in for Isaac Diorio. So Geyer heads out to center to replace Davis, and Davis is on the mound. So we have a runner at third. That runner is Mangiamelli. So Mangiamelli's at third.
Ball. Number 14, and Ethan Davis. And now batting.
Number two is going to step in.
Kevin Ryan.
So Kevin Ryan is now going to be up batting for Gage Rovelli. And Lefty Davis gets it over for a strike. And again, this is Kevin Ryan. So we have 1 strike on Ryan, and again at third is Mangiamelli. Davis slides and throws as a check swing. Looks like he got him as Ryan's going to score. And coming in from third to score is Mangiamelli. So Mangiamelli comes in on the pass ball. And that runs the score up now 13-0. Coggenshog in the lead. 2 outs here in the third is Davis 0-2 to Ryan. And the lefty comes in and gets the inside call for strike 3. So Ryan goes down, and that ends your inning. But now before Coggenshog tacks on another 3 runs, as they lead 13-0 over Brooklyn Pomfret on WINY 1350 AM.
Foster Old Home Days Howard Hill Road in Foster, Rhode Island opens this Friday at 5 p.m. and runs all weekend long. Admission is just $5 for adults. Children under 12 are always free, or get a 3-day pass on Friday for just $10. Your admission includes all kinds of family fun, including live entertainment with the Barley Hoppers on Friday beginning at 6 p.m. The Old Time Fiddlers on Saturday beginning at 12 noon, followed by Super Chief Trio at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday it's Steve Malik at 12:30 p.m. and Ray Cook at 1:30 p.m. And for those of you who love food, Foster Old Home Days offers a delicious chowder and clam cake dinner on Friday, and not one, but two exceptional chicken barbecues on both Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss the feature contests like flower arranging, pie and cookie baking, and more. The kids will just love the games, animal displays, and contests. So make Foster Old Home Days part of your weekend plans and bring the good old days back into your family fun. Foster Old Home Days, where good times are just a short ride away.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now, let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM. As what a game we have today, as Cog and Chog has really just come out and killed the baseball in this ball game. They're up 13-0. And so Mangimelli's still going to stay in there for Cog and Chog. I know they're having somebody warm up.
Leading off for Brooklyn Pomfret.
But Mangimelli's still out
there
pitching.
19, Chris Jacks.
As Chris Jacks steps in. Number 19 out in left field as he hit a home run, a deep solo shot that really got the ball rolling for Brooklyn Pomfret in the ball game last night. Again, the winner of this game will move on and play same location right here at the Torrey Field tomorrow night. Take on Fairfield American. As Jacks gets on the end of the bat, Mangimelli gets a glove on it. Throw to first is not going to be in time. So Jacks gets on with a single. So he's on the first. And that may be the last pitcher for Mangimelli. It is. So head coach Joe Fournier going to take the ball from Mangimelli, and we'll have a pitching change. And we'll come back as Cog and Chog leads 13-0 here at Tatore Field in the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM.
Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with more than 2.6 million children and 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 5 to 18. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with disabilities, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at littleleague.org.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now, let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM. And Cog and Chog in the lead, 13-0, as they had an offensive explosion in the first two innings, scoring 3 runs in the first, and then 7 runs in the second. They tacked on 3 more in the third. We're in the bottom of the third now.
Now on the mound for Cog and Chog, number one, Connor.
We'll look to see what's going to happen here.
And now
as Jax is on first
12,
base, and
Cam Sperduto.
Cam Sperduto steps in. And the first pitch to Sperduto is a strike. And this is number one, Connor Willett, who's on the mound for Coggenshaug. So Willett delivers. This one's a little low. Runs the count to 1-1. It's going to be a strike on Sperduto on the outside corner. So the count's now 1-2. And the pitch. This one's hit over to first base. And just going to touch first and get the out is Garofalo. So down to second base goes Jax. Sperduto gets the ground out. So runner on second, and now Ethan Davis will get a shot.
14, Ethan Davis.
And Davis pops this one up. And I thought the coach was going to make the catch over there on Brooklyn Pomfret's side. He used one hand with the drop. Two hands, coach. As Willett. Willett the righty. Gets set and delivers for Coggenshaug, and a foul tip by Davis. So he's down in the count 0-2. So 0-2 count with one out. Willett makes his way back towards the mound. Davis steps in. Spins the bat twice. Here's the pitch from Willett. It's outside, way outside for a ball. The count is 1-2. That was a giveaway pitch there. Just tried to get him to chase. Willett comes back. This one's hit. And that one's going to drop in. And no one covering third, so Jax makes his way to third. And there's a single by Davis. A little bloop job. Gets in there. So Jax on third, and Davis is on first. And Zach Stolarik steps in for Brooklyn Pomfret.
Now batting number seven, Zach Stolarik.
So runners on first and third with one out here in the third inning. And Willett. Nice looking curveball. That thing was like an Ephus pitch. That looked like it was going 20 miles per hour. As the wind just floated that one. Gets in there for a strike on Stolarik. This one's chopped. And that one's going to get in between third and shortstop. As a single by Stolarik. And Brooklyn Pomfret gets on the board. First RBI as Chris Jax will score from third.
Now batting number 10, Alex LeVay.
So now Davis is on second, and Stolarik is on first. Alex LeVay steps in. He grounded into a double play his last time up. This one's low and outside by Willett for a ball to LeVay. And Willett quickly delivers again. This one's slapped into the outfield and running. And Ethan Davis now going to touch third and head home, slide in safe. So Davis comes around to score on a single by LeVay. So the runner's moving on up. So now Davis scores. As they're going to bring the runner back to third. As they're saying Davis. Saying Davis apparently left second base too soon. So because he left the base too soon, they bring him back to third. So they take the run off the board. And I used pen for my book, so that's not good. So now Davis is on third. Stolarik is on second. And Levesque is on first. As Bo Jaworski's up with the bases loaded and one out. So the first pitch to Jaworski's a ball. So it's chopped back to the pitcher. They come home for one. And they get the lead runner out. So Jaworski will be safe on the fielder's choice at first base.
Now batting number two, Cooper Ames.
Ethan Davis is out at home, so it's still 13-1. As Stolarik moves over to third, Vake moves over to second, and Jaworski's at first, and Cooper Ames comes in. He struck out his last time up. Outside corner, that one's going to be called a ball. So two outs still here in third. And one ball to Ames. And Ames, a swing and a miss. This makes the count 1-1. Will it? Way outside, so the count's now 2-1. So Willett quickly now with the ball. This one's fouled off. So now the count is 2-2 to Ames. Big at bat here is Willett looking to put him away. Bases are loaded. Two outs here in the third. 13-1. Cooper Ames with the bases loaded. He fouls this one off to the third base side. They'll stay 2-2. Ames swung a little late on that one, but he was able to get contact on it. We'll see if Willett continues to go outside here. Looks like they are set up outside. They do. Willett fouls this one off. Willett having a tough time putting away Ames here. Is he staying alive? Try again. As Willett delivers. And this one's hit to shortstop. A tough hop. The throw to second. And they touch the bag. And they get out of the inning. So base is loaded. Ames leaves them loaded with a ground out to shortstop.
At the end of three complete innings.
And that...
Hagenchog,
13, Brooklyn. Going to end your inning as we'll now head over to the fourth inning. Fourth inning we go, top of the fourth, as Hagenchog leads 13-1 on WINY 1350 AM.
The Thompson Recreation Summer Concert Series continues this Saturday night with the Cove Street Band performing live on the gazebo at Riverside Park on Riverside Drive in North Grosvenordale. The Cove Street Band is a three-piece cover band from northeastern Connecticut. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. this Saturday night, August 6th, at Riverside Park on Riverside Drive in North Grosvenordale. Produced by the Thompson Recreation Department. And coming Friday, August 12th, it's the Outriggers. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with more than 2.6 million children and 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 5 to 18. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with disabilities, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at littleleague.org.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM. As it's 13-1, Ethan Davis on the mound for Brooklyn Pomfret. As Hagenchog will get set to bat here, as it'll be Fournier, Willett, and Murphy at the top of the order. So here we go as the players meet at the mound. This is the last chance here for Coginchog to tack on some more runs. And if Brooklyn Pomfret does not score in the bottom of the fourth, the mercy rule will go into an effect.
Number 11.
And this game, ball game will be over. So P.J. Casey Leonard is now going to bat for Fournier. So Leonard now going to step up. Has a swing and a miss. Davis, the lefty, gets that one in there for a strike. Quickly, lefty goes back in there. And that one just misses a little low. Count now 1-1. Outside corner for a ball, so the count's 2-1. This is Leonard's first at bat of the day. Side corner for a strike. Batter's backing out of the way. Called a strike on the inside corner. And then a curveball by Davis gets Leonard to go down swinging. And now we'll make our way back up to the top of the order as Willett gets set to bat.
Now batting, number one, Connor Willett.
So now Connor Willett steps in. Inside fastball is going to call the ball. So counts now 1-0. Davis, a quick worker, gets the ball, gets back up there, ready to throw. This one's popped up into the outfield. Center fielder making his way over. Jax calls him off out in left field and makes the catch. So two quick outs here as Willett is down. Goes as an F7 in the book, and now Colin Murphy comes up.
Now
for Coginchog.
Number seven, Colin Murphy.
Number seven, Murphy, he's got a walk his first time up and a single his second time up and a ground out to third base. He has one RBI and two runs scored here in the ball game. So count is 0-1 as Davis quickly works. Curveball, got to get out of the way there as Murphy does. Counts now 1-1. Now Murphy hits this one. That one's going to go up the middle for a hit. So Murphy just continues to find ways to get on base. That's a single. Murphy standing on first. And now Mike Garofalo steps in. And this guy has been hot today.
Now batting number 10, Mike Garofalo.
First time up, he had a single. Scored on the home run by Carafino. He homered himself in the second at-bat with a two-run home run, and he singled his last time up and scored. So he's got three runs scored. He's 3-for-3 with a home run, and this one's to left field, and that one's over Jax's head. And that one's going to get to the wall. So stopping at third is Murphy, and a double by Garofalo. So just a triple shy of the cycle.
Now batting number six, Chris Carafino.
Big time hitter there. Now Garofalo 4-for-4 on the day. Two singles, a double, a home run, and two RBIs along with three runs scored. Having a pretty good game in that three hole. Now Chris Carafino steps in. And he chops this one to shortstop. Long throw. In time to get Garofalo. And that will end your inning. So now last chance for Brooklyn Pomfret to avoid the mercy rule going into effect. It's 13-1. Coginchog in the lead on WINY 1350 AM.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. More washability, scrubability, and affordability.
Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer, starting at just $23.98 a gallon. That's up to $40 less than other paints claiming to do the same things. And it stands up to anything you throw at it, staying beautiful for up to 2,500 scrubs. We counted. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer, starting at just $23.98 a gallon, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
It's the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game is brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford. Now, let's get back to the game with Sports Director Josh Sanchez.
Back here on WINY 1350 AM. As we have a bit of a pitching change here, as now Colin Murphy is going to be doing the catching for Coggenshaug. And it looks like Marotta is going to be in there doing the pitching for Coggenshaug. As it is, it's Francesco Marotta, and Murphy is going to be behind the plate doing catching. So last chance here for Brooklyn Pomfret. It's a 13-1 ball game. They need at least two runs to keep this game going. Actually, they need three runs because it can't be 10. So they need three runs here as Rota's on the mound. And we'll have Gabe Geyer, Jack Sharp, and Chris Jacks batting for Brooklyn Pomfret. Gabe Geyer up first. First pitch swinging by Geyer is a strike in there by Marotta. Marotta, high leg kick. This one's in there for a strike, so Geyer. Quickly down 0-2. And a foul tip by Geyer. So good morning, good afternoon, and good night. As Gabe Geyer goes down, strike three. Now Jack Sharp comes up for Brooklyn Pomfret. Now Jack Sharp steps in. And Marotta quickly working here as he gets it in there for a strike.
Sharp.
Marotta steps. High leg kick again. This one's on the outside corner for a strike. So the kid's coming in and throwing strikes. That leg kick is very high, very unique. But it works for him. And this one's popped. Going back over the wall, and it is gone. Jack Sharp with a solo home run to make it now 13-2 as he touches them all. And he comes around home to touch home plate. So Jack Sharp ripping a home run into the gap between left and center field for the second run scored here for Brooklyn Pomfret.
Now batting, number 19, Chris Jacks.
Now Chris Jacks steps in, and he hit a home run dead center last night. One for one in the day so far with a single. Outside corner can't get the call, so that's going to be a ball to Jacks. As Marotta quickly gets the ball and comes back and gets him to swing and miss. Jack's way ahead of that curveball. A little off-speed pitch there by Marotta. Counts now 1-1 with one out. Marotta slides and throws. This one's outside and low for a ball. So the count is now 2-1. And then Jax chases after that one in the dirt. And makes count 2-2. And strike three on the outside corner as Marotta. Good pitch helps that Murphy framed it on the outside. So Jax goes down. So two Ks here in the inning.
Perduto.
Guyer struck out. Sharp hits a solo shot, and Jacks just struck out. So now Cam Sperduto comes in for Brooklyn Pomfret. First pitch is in there for a strike. This one's inside corner fastball. So he starts him off a little off speed and then comes in with a fastball in the inside corner. Goes outside. He went inside. Now the count is 0-2. And Moroto with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Cam Sperduto. And that is your ball game.
That's the ball game.
As the mercy rule is in effect. Your final score. Cog and Chog, 13. And Brooklyn Pomfret, 2. A great game all around. Your stars of the game will start with Brooklyn Pomfret. As if we're going to give it to somebody, it's got to go to Jack Sharp with that home run that he just hit. To a deep left center field. So a big home run there. And the player of your game for Cog and Chog goes to Mike Garofalo, who went 4-for-4 today. Two singles, a double, a home run, two RBIs, and three runs scored. Congratulations to Cog and Chog. They will move on in the Little League State Championship Tournament. They'll move on and they'll play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock when they take on Fairfield American, who has been an absolute powerhouse in this tournament. Meanwhile, Brooklyn Pomfret, their season has come to an end.
It is now time for the drawing of the
As that's the way it goes. Brooklyn Pomfret, a great season, able to win a lot of games, not only in their division. They make it to the Section 4. They win Section 4. A big tournament there. Able to win in Tolland, and then they defend home field to beat Tolland to win that Section 4. We followed them along, and we followed them along here down in Manchester. I want to thank the town of Manchester for being able to get our games on the air. And again, we appreciate all the work that they've done in order for us to get this game on the air. And again, thank you to the fans of Brooklyn Pomfret and the coaches, and especially First Alliance Lending, for sponsoring our broadcast here at Tatori Field down in Manchester. So again, your final score, Cog and Chog 13 and Brooklyn Pomfret 2. The Brooklyn Pomfret boys, their season is over. But what a season it was. They made it to the Final Four in the whole state of Connecticut. Up in the quiet corner, we made it to the Final Four. And they just could not get it done today as they lose to Cog and Chog, a very talented Cog and Chog team. I want to thank Mike Blackmer back at the studio, pressing all the right buttons, making us sound fantastic here on WINY. And also, you know, letting us interrupt a few last minutes of that afternoon show. He'll be spinning tunes up until 8 o'clock. I'm Josh Sanchez, sports director. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to the Little League State Championship Tournament on WINY 1350 AM. Today's game was brought to you by First Alliance Lending in East Hartford.